Nedarim Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph 5:1, new Perek, and we are still talking about people who are Noder Hanam Mechavero. But the situation here is where you have two people who are Shutafen, they're partners. So the first case here is Hashutafim Shenadru Hana Zemizeh, both Reuven and Shimon, who are Shutafen partners in a Chatzer, that is to say, the homes in those days, they had a common outdoor shared space called the Chatzer, and Reuven and Shimon are neighbors, they share the space, and they both take a neder, restricting the other one from getting Hana from themselves or their property. So now, the question is, since Reuven owns the courtyard, the Chatzer, in partnership, can Shimon, who is now Asr Bahanat, to get benefit from Reuven, use the courtyard, the Chatzer, at all? So just understand that in Halacha, the basic notion is that when people are Shutafim, they both own the whole thing. So that means, it would seem, that Reuven is actually using Shimon's property, and Shimon's using Reuven's property when each one walks through the Chatzer to their homes, etc. So it sounds like it should be Aser, and that indeed is what the Tanakhama holds. Hashutafin Shenadru Hana Zemizeh. If Reuven and Shimon, two partners in the Chatzer, restrict each one from the other one getting benefit from him by force of a neder, then Asurin Likanis L'Chatzer. Each one can't enter into the Chatzer, because each one, if he would walk to the Chatzer, would be having Dris Seregel, entering the property, trespassing, making use of the other person's property, which is forbidden because of that neder. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, he disagrees. He says, Zeh nechnas atoch shalo, v'zeh nechnas atoch shalo. Each one can walk through the Chatzer, that's going to be okay. Because while each person is walking through the Chatzer, even though they both are owners in the whole Chatzer, the usage rights are divided 50-50, and Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov subscribes to the notion of Breira, retroactive allocation. And he says that when Shimon's walking through the Chatzer, he's using his rights to the Chatzer, since he has half of those rights. So I think the easy way to think about this, which is quite an abstract concept, is something like the following. If you and I are partners in something, we could agree, listen, you know, we're partners in the swimming pool, but we don't want to bathe at the same time, so we could agree ahead of time, you get the pool on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I get it Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and we divide it up like the usage like that. We could also not ahead of time decide how we're dividing it up. We could just say, listen, each of us get half the own the pool in partnership, so we can use each half of the time. And so when you're in it, you're using it, using one of your 3 days up, and I use it when I use one of my 3 days up. And if you think like that, so then of course, even if they didn't decide ahead of time how they're dividing up by the fact that Reuven swam on Sunday, that would mean retroactively he's used up one of his days, he's used up his fair share. So something like that by analogy is happening in the as far as Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov is concerned, that when Reuven walks through Chatzer, all of a sudden, he's like using those moments, so to speak, of his rights or his space, as if instead of talking about dividing it half the time to one half time, to the other, half the time and space of one to one and half the space and time to the other. So when Reuven steps foot in the Chatzer, he's using his rights, his half, where his feet are going are only totally his, where his feet are allowed to be, and nothing to do with Shimon at all. That's kind of what's happening here. Now, as abstract as that notion is, it's important to get your head around it, because the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that we do allow for each one to make use of it, but only, and this is important, halacha, in a situation in which the chatzir itself is not sufficiently large that it could be divided formally to two halves, and each person gets their half. So that would be called a chatzer that has a din chaluka. It's got a sufficient size that it can be divided up. The idea being that if Reuven and Shimon each have entrances to the chatzer, and there's enough chatzer to go around, that if you divide it down the middle, Reuven could at least get, you know, dalet amos, 4x4 amos in front of his house, plus, like, for, like, you know, putting his groceries and picking stuff up and so on, plus another 4x4 amos in addition. We could, you know, put his, I don't know, oven, and make use of whatever he wants to barbecue outside and that kind of stuff. So if each person can get that much space, so let's call it each person gets 8x4, almost, so then it would be big enough to be divided, and in such a scenario, they would have to divide it, even according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, and therefore they couldn't, until they divide it, each one couldn't walk to the other's backyard. But if it's too small, if it doesn't have a din chalukah, if there's not enough space in the chaser to go around that each of these two guys can get a functional workspace all to themselves, so it's forced to be stayed as a single chaser, and therefore each person has rights to make use of and walk through, the chatzera is appropriate, as the Mishnah said up to now. But the Mishnah now says we're limiting it. Ushneim asurum laham idsham rechaim v'tanor ulegadol tarnagolim. Even though Reuven and Shimon can each pass through the chatzera, notwithstanding the existing neder, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the halacha, because it hasn't got a din of chalukah, still, they can't like take up space when it's permanent. That would overstay their welcome, doing something that's irregular or unusual, or taking up, you know, like in the case here, if you're lahamid sham rechaim v'tanor, if Reuven would stick up a mill for grinding wheat or a tanor for an oven for baking bread, he's like taking up his fair share and like, although this isn't necessarily the way, but let's, continuing my, you know, analogy to understand it, he's taking up the oven the whole week long, so that's more than his fair share of the allocation. It's not about just the space per se, even if it's usage, like for example, tarnagolim, the chickens move around, but the point is, he's using the chickens, moving them around more than his, you know, fair share necessarily, so that would be disallowed. And even though it is probably customary for neighbors who share a chatzera to be mivater, to relinquish their rights and, you know, just be cool with other person making use of the chatzera collectively, this mission holds that even a vitur, just not doing anything, but just like, you know, not demanding your rights, is forbidden once there's a neder in place. So therefore, Reuven and Shimon have to stick to their Me'ikra din rights, and can't be mevater, they can't give in on them at all, even not tacitly, and therefore, for Reuven or Shimon to set up something permanent, or even make ongoing use of the chatzer, would be a violation, since it's shared, and there is a din of the neder in effect. Therefore, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, it would be forbidden for Reuven or Shimon to set up a rechaim, or a tanor, or to raise chickens, etc. Now, the mission continues with a very similar case, but where instead of having a bilateral neder, where both Reuven and Shimon each have restricted the other, only one of the two are restricted, which again could come in one of two ways. Like we said in the previous parak, either Reuven could say, Shimon, I don't like you, you can't get benefit from my stuff anymore. Or Shimon could say, Reuven, I don't like you, I'm not getting stuff from your benefit from your stuff anymore. Now, that's the mission starts out. So we have just one of them being restricted, and it says, Haya echad mehem mudur hanam mechavero. If just Shimon was restricted from getting benefit from Reuven, so then the same sheet does it happen. The first part of the mission continue on here. Lo yikanes lechatzer, Tanakama holds. So that means Shimon can't go in the chatzer anymore because he can't get benefit from Reuven. But Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer Yachol hu lomar lo. No, Shimon could go in there because he could just say Latoch sheli ani nichnas. I'm just using my rights, my half, when I'm going in, and I'm not stepping on your property. Ve'ni nichnas latoch shelach. I'm not using your property at all. Now that said, there's no chiddush at all, really. The chiddush comes in this last part of the Mishnah, which is, in the event that it was Shimon who took the neder upon himself, and now he painted a situation, which is this awkward situation where he can't use his own chatzer that he's a shutaf in. So the din is, says the Mishnah, even according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, said it's mutter for him to use it normally, mutter for Reuven to use it, still now, v'kofenes hanoder limkor eschelko. We're going to force Shimon to sell his portion in the chatzer. What's going on is this. We're afraid that if, you know, Shimon continues to be restricted while Reuven's permitted, so then Reuven's using it, the next thing you know, Shimon will also use the chatzer that's owned in Shutfus. And that would be a violation of the nether. That would be a very strict thing. And therefore we say, listen, Shimon, you made this problem. We're afraid you're going to end up across the line, and therefore we force you now, we require Shimon to sell his portion in the chatzer, so that couldn't happen. There's no way for him to anymore have any rights to go in there, and therefore he won't transgress his nether. Now, importantly, this requirement for kofenes hanoder, we force the guy who's taken the nether to sell his piece, so nothing bad should happen, only applies where Shimon is the one who took the nether on himself. Certainly, if Reuven took a nether against Shimon, we're not going to force Shimon to now sell his property to Reuven. If that were the case, we would have a technique where Reuven could always get rid of his partner by taking a neder against him. So that's not the din. But the din in this case, like the previous case, is the halacha like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that the shutaf can continue to get use of his property even with the neder in place, provided that there's no din chaluka on the property, and if it's bilateral and Shimon took the neder that he wouldn't get benefit, then indeed we'd force him to sell his portion to Reuven.